Hello, everybody, and welcome back to what I would call my favorite admissions podcast, Inside HSC. My name is Zach Dawkins.
My name is John Rocha, and we're very pleased to have with us today our amazing friend Cassie from the Career Services Center.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Cassie, do you want to give us a little quick little bio about you? What do you do? Who are you?
You bet I do. So hello, everyone. Thank you for taking some time to listen to us chat here today. My name is Cassie Ardrey, and I currently serve as the director of the Career Readiness Center here at UNTHSC.
The recently promoted director.
Oh, a little mini round of applause. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
So, as I'm sure you listen to our podcast because, you know, it's one of the best on campus.
Duh.
But we're kind of just here to talk about some of the things that, from the admissions point of view, incoming students, we want them to tell you, or we want to tell them a little bit about what we offer and what we do. We're here to talk today about the Career Readiness Center.
Absolutely.
So I guess kind of the first question we have for you is, can you give us a little overview of, one, what the Career Readiness Center is, and two, what resources do y'all offer over there?
The Career Readiness Center here at HSC is essentially your career services office. When you think about the career services office that many of you may have known about and or utilized, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. Got some data around that. But really, when you think about it, anything and everything that has anything to do to get you prepared to head out into the workforce when you complete whatever program you do here with us, right? This is going to include, but not limited to, mock interviews, CV, resume, building review. This is going to also entail social media, right? Helping you build your LinkedIn, helping you to get headshots. We also do co-curricular programming that are embedded in each one of the academic programs, which is kind of my favorite part. Some of those activities, workshops, presentations can be really specific. Some of them can be pretty general and broad. The ones that I'm really seeing a lot of traction on right now are going to be like navigating the salary and benefits compensation piece, right? So like we get you prepared, you've got your documents ready to go, you've done a mock interview with us, but once you're in that interview or after the fact when you get offered that position, I don't know what to do. Like, what can I ask for, right? And there's so many things that I think, unless you're utilizing our services, like that you may actually be doing yourself a disservice by not self-advocating, right? And in today's like workforce landscape, we are able to negotiate a lot of things when even if money's not an opportunity, we're able to negotiate time off. Let's say if you're working at a hospital or clinic, free parking, having your scrubs paid for. I mean, there's so many different things that you're able to negotiate. And if you don't know that, then you're not negotiating it, right? Or even bringing it to the table. And so, so that's one of the key programmatic efforts that we're really finding students really tapping into and following up with us with those one-on-one appointments. We do offer, obviously, one-on-one appointments, both in person and virtually. Again, we do everything from we manage some micro-credentials in my office area that are surrounded around career readiness skills. I do professionalism coaching. So let's say in public speaking, right? That's another piece. Like, say you're like, hey, I'm not feeling as confident as I want to about my public speaking. And this could be even, you know, in relation to meeting with patients, right? And like talking with patients, right? And so a lot of the work that I have done around that is really just kind of working through, where are you confident? What do you feel comfortable with? And what are the areas in those spaces that you don't? So honestly, I just tell everybody, if there's something that, you know, you find that you're tapping into our resources, but you find that there's something unique that you feel like it would fall under my office, and even if it doesn't, to let us know, because I'm constantly asking for feedback from our students who do visit our office to make sure that we're giving you what you need, right? And sometimes we need that feedback. It's not we try to be on the top of everything, but obviously the students' experience is very important, right? And that feedback helps us provide the things that you all need. And sometimes that information needs to come directly from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I would have met you 2 years ago, because I would have loved to negotiate free parking in my contract.
Right? Free parking. Like, hey, can I, remote one extra day? like these are things that people just don't think about anymore. And I think this really, we can probably all imagine that the landscape has changed since COVID, right? And there's just lots of things are different, right? We're
Absolutely.
Finding out that there's so many things that we can do that weren't really encouraged or acknowledged previously. And so that ties directly into like your work-life balance, right? As you head out into the workforce. For example, like pharmacists, like there are telepharmacists now. Like pharmacists don't even have to go to a pharmacy. Like there's an online pharmacy, right? Like you can meet with a doctor online, right? And so your ability, if that's what you're looking for, those are there. You just have to know how to navigate those spaces. And that's why you would come to us.
I love it.
Especially for younger, like
yes.
the younger professionals who are just starting, they don't realize they can negotiate. They go, oh, I got the job. I just say yes.
Right. Just give me the job. Like, I yeah. just need to get a job. Right. But that's foundational. Right. Like, I want this to be an elevated experience. And I want our students. One of my little mottos is our student success is my success. Right. But obviously, we each have our onus in that process. But also, like, I want you to get that number one position at that number one hospital or clinic or wherever you want to be. Like, let me walk alongside you. Let's do this together. Let's journey this together. Because at the end of the day, that's a win for both of us.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So going off of that student focus, can you talk to us some more about different student success stories that you've had and examples that at least stand out to you among your time here?
Yeah, absolutely. And I will be completely transparent. Our students here at HSC are some of the most gracious students I have ever worked with. I could seriously name off a dozen off the top of my head in the last 2 years. But one that I have had recently, which is just, and I know she's okay with me disclosing her name because we've chatted about this. She actually was a med sci student here at HSC. She and her undergrad won the Dr. Pepper scholarship. She threw the football at the football game and
That's
won
so
the
cool.
$100,000
no
in
way.
Scholarship.
That's my dream.
Dude, I was like, this is the coolest story I've ever heard. Like, tell me. So long story short, she won the $1,000 scholarship, had a full ride in her undergrad, and I want to believe her degree was like in chemistry or biological sciences. Anyways, she ended up having some medical issues during her time at Baylor, and anyways, that really had kind of inhibited her ability to academically perform, right? And so there were some really serious concerns around her ability to go through the med sci program. She got in med sci, but after the med sci, how heavy of a weight that like kind of hiccup in her undergrad would have on her applying to med school, right? And so anyways, I worked with her as a med sci, just kind of helping prep her, getting her ready to apply for med school, walked her through that process. And in fact, she was a second cycle applicant. So she went through one cycle. She kind of applied late. And so there are some other kind of barriers there. But she went through her second cycle. She ended up getting in to her number one, which was the University of Alabama School of Osteopathic Medicine. She actually has since let me know that she did not think that she was going to be able to, she comes from a family of military folks, and she really wanted to continue that, but because of her medical condition, she didn't think that she would be eligible. Well, she has since found out that she is eligible, and she is in the process of going through the military placement for medicine at the University of Alabama. And so we just walk through like so many different experiences, the ups, the downs, and all of that. And like her experience for me really spoke to like resiliency and like just like not giving up, right? Like jumping the hurdles, facing the barriers, but just continuing to have that grit. We know that the journey to a professional program, whether it be medicine, PT, pharm, whatever it is, PA, is challenging in and of itself. And then let's look at the costs, right? So once you're in it, you've potentially, you know, had to pay so much money. So anyways, that's another aspect of what I do is helping students navigate those next steps in the event that they find themselves leaving here early and figuring out what that looks like.
I love that. That's such a great way to help those students, even if they're no longer our students, ensure that we still care.
And a key component is once you've been a student of ours, and this is specific to my office area and the like student services, is that Career Services is available to our alumni forever. So once you've been a student here, whether or not you finish a program or not, you still have access to my area, our services. So if you need to have your resume updated 3 years after you've left, you can come back.
Well, I'll be hitting you up for some resume tips one of these days. So you kind of talked about some of the things that you do to help students going through some, you know, personal issues and like that. So what can you speak about some of the other resources that we offer at HSC and how that kind of makes us unique compared to some other institutions?
Yeah. So as a huge person that I would identify myself with, just like a person that like my true purpose is like student success, right? My engagement with students is very important to me, and that's a positive experience. I would say that honestly, though, about most people that work here, right? I would say that like the environment, that fostering of, I think one, being a values-based institution, right, like really plays into that. But I also think that like through values hiring, we hire people that are wanting to do the work, right? And I think that for me, when I think about the folks that I work with in my division in student affairs, which is basically all student services, the people that I work with day in and day out, I know are truly here because they love what they do, right? And they love that support piece, that engagement piece. And I think like I'll give you an example. Zach, I did a presentation for you for some undergrad students that are potentially looking at coming to HSC for one of our programs. I had a student reach out, and I think I might have CC'd you on this. I can't remember. But I had a student reach out that just said, I just want you to know, like, during your presentation and just this whole process and getting to know more about HSC, like, this just feels like a place I want to be. Like, I already feel like I belong, and I'm not even there yet. And I think that speaks volumes to, again, like, the people that are here, the students that are here, and how we are all in alignment in hoping everybody feels that way, you know? And so, for me, that was a huge compliment to hear from an individual that is not committed, right? Just interested in general and has had such a great experience that they don't see themselves anywhere else. And I think that I hear that more often than not when I talk to students is like, yeah, I just knew HSC is where I wanted to be. Like, just knew. Like, after I went through this process or I did a, you know, on-campus tour or I spoke with Zach or whatever it is, right? My experience just through and through was just like, this is where I want to be. This feels like home to me. So, yeah.
I love that.
It's awesome to see how these resources have such an impact on students.
Absolutely.
And going off of that, I remember of your presentation from the fall, you said a data point that was surprising to me, how a low percentage of students actually use on-campus resources. Can you talk more about that study and how HSC bridges that gap?
Absolutely, John. No, that's and that is a part of one of the presentations that I do when I talk about, you know, kind of that transition piece, because it is a part of career development. Even when you're not technically in a career, you are learning career development skills while you're transitioning from undergrad to a graduate professional or undergraduate program here with us. So that's why it's so important that we talk about these things and like that we make sure that you are knowledgeable about the resources that are available to you and really what they can do for you, right? Like, it's one thing to be like, oh yeah, come to this event. Okay, what's the return on investment, right? You better tell me, you know, if I were in their shoes, you better tell me, like, what am I going to get out of this? Why do I want to meet with the Career Readiness Center?
Absolutely.
You know, like that's a huge piece of this. And so back to your comment. So, you know, there's lots of data out there for us higher ed professionals to kind of stay abreast, like what's happening, things like that. But one of the key right now is that something like 20% of students know exactly what all resources are available to them. Y'all, that is like,
that's insane.
That's astonishing to me, right? Like what are we not doing to find that gap, right? And I think it like there's lots of components that go into that, right? Like through orientation, even through you all from that very first kind of engagement interaction in admissions and recruitment, right? So I think that for me, like that's so astonishing, and to know that like how do they not know, and what can we do better to make sure? So one of those, again, to the presentation that I've done, like this is a pre-matriculation. Like I want you to know what these resources before you even decide you come here, because I think that that should be a key component in a decision, right? Like, how am I going to be supported? What will my success look like knowing all of the things that I can tap into if I need them? And even if you don't, you need to know what they are.
Absolutely, yeah. Professional school is a huge decision to make, whether it is, you know, medical school, pharma school, whatever.
Yes.
So I think, yeah, that's a really big consideration to make, is what are they going to help me with there?
Yes.
Because, I mean, honestly, school's not cheap.
Guy.
So you got to be using all your resources to get your money's worth out of it. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the time and money invested, right? Like these are not a year program. These are not like most of them anyways. And so, yeah, just to your point, like the time and effort and financial, you know, resources that go to choosing to do something like this. Yeah, I'd better have all that information before I make a final decision on where I'm going to go, and do I feel like I'm going to be successful at that place due to all things, right? Just the support systems that are there, the resources, and do I belong?
And I feel that's the most stressful point of choosing a school, is how will it benefit me? And I think having those questions answered is so important, and really making sure that people know these resources ahead of time so they're ahead of the curve as well.
Absolutely.
And I do just want to make a quick point, too. I know that we're talking about a lot of our students right now. I do want to make sure that all of our online students know that you are more than welcome to use all of our resources on campus.
Absolutely. And in fact, we are in the process, like I would say in my division, but also just in my general the area that I'm over in the Career Readiness Center, a lot of our resources, we are developing a Canvas course, so everything can be accessible 24/7. We are recording all of our things. We are making sure for our online students that anything that we're doing in person, you are going to have a video recorded. You're going to be able to come in live on a Zoom link. We're going to give you options that are outside of hours. You know, if you're not able to do any of those things during work hours, we do recognize that we do have some working individuals, right? And so all of those things are taken into consideration. But yes, please, every single resource is available to our online students as well.
Awesome. So we're going to wrap it up here. But one last question. What advice would you give to prospective applicants as they navigate the application process, but also even if they don't come here to HSC?
Yeah.
I mean, we want them to come. But of course,
absolutely.
Above and beyond, what advice would you give to them as they pursue their careers?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great question. And I think like that question in of itself, like, why are you pursuing this? I think being able to genuinely answer that, like, why are you pursuing pharmacy? Why are you pursuing PT? Why are you pursuing biomedical sciences? Why are you pursuing this PhD? I think a lot of times, and I'm gonna touch on a sensitive topic here, but I do think it's important to talk about. A lot of times, I have found that our students have decided to do programs here with us because their families want them to do it, right? They've been encouraged. They've been prepped their whole life. You're going to be a doctor. You're going to do these things. You're going to go into healthcare. And I think it's very important for you to ask yourself that question, right? Is this what I want? I think that is a key piece to your success. If you know that this is not what you want, that's a whole nother conversation. I would be more than happy to have a conversation around navigating that. But I would say first, know like that this is truly what you want. And again, know what is going to be expected of you, right? Like, know what this is actually going to take. Know the time commitments. Know the financial commitments. Recognize that your personal life and those commitments may look very different for your time in school. As far as the application process, I am a huge proponent of, again, utilizing all your resources. You need to tap into those that have gone before you. You need to be having mentors to ask. You need to be, if you've been shadowing in whatever area that you might be interested in, be getting vital feedback from those folks. I think one of the things that I see students who are super successful through the application process is that initiative, right? Like, it's like, I can guide you, but if you're not taking the next step to then come to me with like a secondary question, like, you should be doing that.
You can only do so much for
it. I can only do so much, right? Like, I'm not going to fill out the application for you. Am I going to tell you how to word something in your application or that secondary essay? You bet. I'm going to coach you on all those things. I'm going to coach you on how to navigate a tough question around your less than ideal academic performance, right? I'm going to do all of these things. But it goes back to, like, how bad do you want this? And utilizing your resources, making sure that you are having your documents reviewed, making sure you're doing those mock interviews with the people that have gone through the process, that you're doing it with your career services center, whether that's in your undergrad heading into us or whatever that looks like. I can't encourage enough that your tuition in your undergrad has already paid for those, as they will here with us. So you have already paid for these services. Please utilize them as you're in that transition space from undergrad to coming here with us or anywhere else, right? To your point, if whether or not they find ourselves here with us here at HSC or not, there's a lot to be said around, as I mentioned earlier, the experiences that you have with the interaction of the folks that work there. And so let's say that you're interviewing here, you get an opportunity to interview here with us at HSC for whatever program, and you also have five other interviews. Let me tell you, listen to your gut. If something's off, if you feel like you need to ask additional questions around some things and you don't feel like you're like have the full grasp of knowledge that you need to make the best decision for you, ask. It's okay. Ask the tough questions. Ask, you know, if I have a mental health issue, what does that support network look like? What are you going to provide me with? What would be those steps for me to get in contact with that resource, right? I think sometimes because students get so excited about just getting accepted that those really key questions about what your success would look like kind of fall to the wayside because it's about getting a seat, right? Absolutely. And so for me is whether it's here with us at HSC or not, like I do think in order for you to self-advocate is to ask those tough questions. And what's important to you? Is it important that they have a quote unquote, a inclusive statement in there, you know, whatever that looks like. I think all of that's very important if that's important to you.
Absolutely.
And so I think not doing those things, you could find yourself at a program or an institution that isn't really in alignment with your values and what you want in your career. And just think you could be there for several years. So I think foundationally, that's what I would tell somebody. Ask the questions that are important to you. May not be important to somebody else, but if they're important to you, please ask those because that you're going to find a lot about the authenticity and the transparency when you ask those questions, whether that's from staff, current students, or faculty, right? You're going to know if you know, how to kind of gauge that, whether or not that was a good enough answer for you. So I would say that's pretty foundational for me here at HSC or beyond.
I love that. And I feel like that kind of boils down to just really being able to ask for help.
Mm. Yes.
The application process, choosing a school is really tough.
So tough.
And I think one of the first people that you can come to for help is the admissions office.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap up, I do want to just give a quick plug that we do offer advising for all of our programs virtually. We are pretty much accessible through email, phone call, Monday through Friday. Sometimes on weekends if we're feeling a little frisky.
Right.
So please ask us for help. We are here to help you.
Absolutely.
So whether that is advising, whether it is coming on campus for tours or being in group tours. So please come talk to us. Come visit with us.
Yes.
And then if you have questions about things like Career Center, we are more than willing to connect you with Cassie or with whoever, if it's financial aid, academic performance. We are a great kind of doorway into these different programs. So please email us, call us, ask us for help because we are here to help you.
Yes.
And I think with that, we are going to start to wind down. So Cassie, again, thank you for joining us
today.
Oh,
my pleasure. Y'all are wonderful. I love always being in spaces with you guys.
You better
and
stop it. You're
y'all are amazing. So no, I will jump at every opportunity.
Perfect. And then if they have any more questions about career services, is there a website?
Of
is there an
course.
Instagram? Can you give us a little
All
background?
Of the above. Yeah. So we are on social media. So you can find us on the Gram. You can also find us on LinkedIn. We do have a page on LinkedIn. We're constantly posting posting resources, articles, things like that. And then you can also just reach out to us via email. We do have a webpage on the UNT HSC website. You just type in career readiness in that search toolbar, and that will pull us up. And then you can hit contact us. That goes to our department email, which we have our wonderful student worker that checks that every day for us and will respond unless it needs to come from me. But if you want to reach out to me directly, my email is cassie.ardry@unthsc.edu. And I would be happy to respond to any questions, comments, or concerns that you may have about career readiness or honestly just HSC as a whole.
I love it. Thank
you. Yeah, absolutely.
And John, if they happen to have any questions about like the admissions process, how can they reach us?
Yeah, you can reach us by email at admissions. I think that's spelled right, at unthsc.edu. You can also call our office. The phone number is on our website. You can connect with us that way as well.
Well, thank you again. And to all of our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And catch us next time here on the Inside HSC podcast. Have a great rest of y'all's day.